You're listening to week three of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, head coach Corey Brunson will break down the thrilling 35-28 win for the Panthers against the Alices of Vincennes from this past weekend. Hey, they were up 21-6 at the half. Vincennes ended up tying up the game. How? Well, Coach Brunson will tell us, and how did the Panthers finish the job and get the win to stay undefeated? We're going to get that diagnosis from Coach. Also, Corey Brunson will detail the upcoming game against Jasper. What's the scouting report against Jasper with their revamped offense? We're also going to hear from Parker Ballmeyer, the kicker and punter for the Panthers, right here on WREF. Week 3 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Don't go anywhere.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on week three of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Corey Brunson joins us on the ref to talk about a 35-28 win against Vincennes. The Panthers are 2-0. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
Doing good. Good. Again, start off where we're at. There's a lot of things to work on, but definitely pleased on the start.
Take me through this game. I know that it was a close one. I know that you guys are 2-0, and that's what counts. But what are your major takeaways from the 35-28 results against Vincennes?
Well, I mean, I was pleased on how the guys responded. You know, we were up 21-6 at half, and you know, Vincennes is a very good ball club. The QB is really, really good, and you know, they fought and came back and tied it up. And you know, I thought, you know, it's kind of momentum was shifted more in their favor, and our guys didn't quit, and they kept fighting, and was able to pull out. So I was just pleased on the guys on the effort, and just you know, they just didn't ever give up.
Looking at where this team is at, I know that you guys have a lot of talented players, but I don't know if every team has the gumption, right, to come back after being kind of pushed down a little bit with you guys leading at halftime and then they tie it up. What do you think it is about this group that allowed them to fight back and eventually come out on top?
I think just they, you know, they've most these groups. They've had at the lower levels, they've been successful in one of my games. So I feel like, you know, it's a group that just, you know, understand and knows how to win. You know, they just know, and they could tell me, you know, it's going to be football, it's four quarters. You know, sometimes it's not going to go our way. We're going to have to fight through some battles, and they kept fighting, pushing, never gave up. So I was definitely pleased on that. And you know, again, I just think they just know how to win. They just find ways to do it. Just hopefully some every week it's not going to be like that for us.
Why not? I mean, it's exciting. The fans like it. Are you telling me that it's not good for your heart or something like that?
Nah, but hey, we'll take it every week if that's it. That's what it takes to win it. But, yeah, it was definitely an exciting ball game. It was definitely, if you were a fan watching, it was definitely a fun game, fun atmosphere. It was definitely exciting.
Feels like also kind of a vintage Shamontre Johnson game. He did a little bit on the ground. He did a little bit in the air. And he made his throws when he had to. A couple touchdown passes. He had the 44-yard bomb. What do you make of the way Shamontre is progressing now as the full-time QB1?
He's definitely getting a lot better. Each week, you know, he's picking up even more on his pass reads and run reads. And, you know, he's been accurate when we've thrown, you know. And I think, you know, there's going to be some games where we're going to have to, you know, throw it around. And I think he has the ability to do it. Just, you know, he's, in practice he's getting better. So I think he's definitely improving. And I like where he's headed.
Couple interceptions for the Panthers against the Alices in this game against Vincennes. What do you make of the way that your defense performed, especially when you guys needed them to in some crucial moments?
And, you know, yeah, defensively they made some plays when we needed it. You know, that we had a couple of picks. One to me, one of the hardest things to stop is a mobile quarterback that can run around. And the Collins kid for Vincennes is very good. I mean, sometimes, you know, we may cover everything, but then he takes off and runs. So he definitely. It was a very, 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 very good QB. You know, there was still a lot of things that we did that fought well defensively. There's still some things we got to get better at, but you know, we had some opportunity to make some plays, and our guys did it.
What are those things that you are specifically targeting? Of hey, we need to improve on this or that.
Offensively, on the offensive side, still we always strive to be more and more physical, be physical, and. You know, follow your rules. You know, sometimes they did some things up front that our guys didn't follow their normal blocking rules and made some mistakes, but, you know, that's going to happen. On defensive side, you know, don't give up. I mean, there's times, you know, we thought we had the QB bottled up and he gets out of there and our guys are kind of, go to the – we hear the whistle. And, you know, there's some things we still got to get better on in defense and be more physical too.
Corey Brunson, the head coach of Rice Football, right here on WREF. We'll take a step aside on week three of the Panther Football Show. Parker Baumeier, the kicker and punter, will join us in a moment right here on WREF. Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Back here on week three of the Rights Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, joined by the kicker and punter for the Panthers, Parker Baumeyer. Hey, Parker, really appreciate the time. How we doing?
Nice to be on here and talk about kind of how we've been doing this season.
Well, the way that you guys have been doing this season has a lot to do with field position, and that has a lot to do with the way that you've been punting. And I can ask you about the kicking soon, but, you know, your punts are right around 40 yards on average, and these are really high-level punts that you've got so far this year through two games. What do you attribute your success to?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, it's really been a big, like, special teams as a whole has been playing really good this year. We've, like, all three aspects have made plays, kick return, punting. We got a great long snapper back this year who has experience from last year. And I think that just plays a huge key into everything. It's just having the experience from last year and being able to translate it to improving this year.
How different is your approach between punting and kicking field goals?
It's a little bit different just because of the, like, it just takes a little bit of a mental process on how you set up and, you know, the way you're going to kick the ball and where you want to place the ball to be able to have success. And it's just kind of a, almost, not really a tricky position, but, like, very, like, you have to, I don't know what I'm really looking for, like, just, like, trying to, like, maintain your composure and not, and be able to handle the pressure.
Oh, handling pressure is something that I'm sure Coach trusts you with, not only because you're performing in key situations, you're also the backup quarterback to Jamontre. So how has that been, kind of splitting time between, you know, special teams, that's a full-time job, and also being prepared to take quarterback reps in-game?
Yeah, it's definitely a big role. I mean, I feel like having just the guys around me pushing me to be my best, that's the big thing, is, like, all the guys pushing me and pushing each other. You know, we've really bonded as a team, so being able to do both is a huge, like, key, but also just be able to have the support of my teammates to be able to do all these different things.
Parker, really cool to see your success through two games. Can't wait to see what you guys have going forward. The rest of the congratulations on everything, and good luck.
Yep, thank you.
That's Parker Baumeyer, the kicker and punter for Rights Football here on week three of the Rights Football Show. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. The Panthers are getting ready to play Jasper on Friday. Head coach Corey Brunson rejoins the program and gives us the scouting report when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Putting a bow on what's been a fun show on week three of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Head coach Corey Brunson rejoins the program, getting ready for the game on Friday night, 6:30 against Jasper. Coach, appreciate the time. Now, Jasper has changed what they do. We know them historically to be an option team, but now more of a conventional offense. Does that make them more or less difficult to prepare for?
I mean, they're still difficult to prepare for, but, you know, whenever you know, in the years past, you know, the main one was running a heavy, heavy option team, so it was definitely, you know, a little harder to prepare for just because that is something you don't see every week, at least with them spread and things like that. We see that a little more often, but they're still, you know, they're so hard to prepare for. They do a lot of things well. The QB, he can throw it, and he's a good runner, too. The Mainers kid for Jasper, but you know, whenever you see that option football, it's just something you see once, you know, maybe once a season. So you kind of have to make some major changes, but they're still definitely hard to prepare for.
Talking about how you guys are going to fare against Jasper, and obviously a really, really impressive win for you guys against Vincennes. But then again, it's never easy when you have to go to Jasper, not an easy place to play, get on a bus. So when you look at this game and this road trip, how do you prepare your guys for the, I want to call it, somewhat different and a little bit more challenging pre-game routine? I know a game day routine, it's kind of a sacred thing for coaches and for players. So what do you do? What do you as a head coach communicate or do to prepare the guys for that slight curveball?
Yeah, we do try to do some things, you know, for these road trips. You know, in the summer we try to go take the guys one or two different places where, you know, a little bit longer bus ride than we normally would do just here in the city. But, you know, we got to change things up a little bit. You know, we'll leave, you know, fairly early, get kids some lunch because some kids don't get a chance to get home. But, yeah, it's definitely a different routine, and we just try to do things over the summer to get guys prepared for, you know, not necessarily just also that road trip, but just hopefully we can make a run in the tournament and get guys prepared more for that.
And looking at this offense and how you guys match up against Jasper's defense, you know, we talked about your skill guys, but what does Jasper do defensively that you're communicating to Jamontre and the rest of the guys on your offensive side of the football?
Yeah, I think they do a good job of kind of mixing things up, mixing their coverages up a little bit and different things up front and rotating different guys in. I think they got a lot of guys that kind of fly around and can be physical, so hopefully we can be physical. And like we do like every week, hopefully we can take care of the football and eliminate the silly penalties, especially going on the road.
Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time. I'll get you out of here on this. All right, just fill in the blank for me. If Wright's blanks against Jasper, they're 3-0, undefeated through 3 weeks of 2025.
the key for us this week, we need to definitely be play smarter. You know, I think there's some things the week before. We made some sillier mistakes that we made in week one, but I think we come up play smarter and understand the game a little bit better.
6:30 kick against Jasper on Friday. Wright's trying to stay undefeated, and Jasper looking for their second win of the year. That's the head coach of the Panthers, Corey Brunson, right here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate the time and good luck.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, this has been week 3 of the Panther Football Show right here on WREF.